beautiful Sunday in Southern Colorado. And what we love to do on this show is highlight all the wonderful things going on within our community, because we really do have a community here in Southern Colorado that is like no other. That's pretty much why I've grown up here and come back to raise my family. And I know others feel the same way. And so I am very pleased to have with me from Church of All Nations, Pastor Mark Howard. Good morning.
Good morning, Koba. Good to be with you.
Well, thank you. Now, we have a huge event coming up, and this is exciting. Really getting people motivated, really getting people educated. Talk about the Breaking the Silence Conference, please.
Well, we're really excited about this. July 12, 13, 14, 15. So it's starting on Sunday, going through Wednesday night. We're having the Breaking the Silence Conference. Now, what that is about, there's three things that really came to me. Number one, our nation. Number two, the power of each individual voice. And then God's plan for our country, because, Koba, I am privileged to travel the world. I travel a lot of foreign countries. And trust me, there is no place like America. Mm-hmm. And I believe most all of us, you know, there's so much that unites us in America. And the reason for this conference is I'm finding so many things that are dividing us as Americans. So we're going to talk about some really powerful things, but what I've been sharing is it's not just informational. It's really going to be, what can I do? What can we do to save our nation from going wrong directions?
Because so many people, I think, do feel helpless at this point. I mean, you see a lot of people that say, I'm flat out, I stop voting because I don't feel like it makes a difference one way or the other. And you see a lot of people just kind of saying, it's not going to change. My little voice doesn't mean a thing. And this conference really is about addressing that feeling that it seems to be the bulk of Americans have right now.
Absolutely. You nailed it. I've got in my hand right here, I carry a copy of the Constitution. Never read it when I was in high school. And it wasn't until 2011. Here I am, a pastor, and never had really studied the foundations, really dug in of our nation.
Right.
And one thing James Madison said, he said, a well-instructed people alone can be permanently a free people. So the reason we're having this conference, and we've got an amazing lineup of speakers that I know all of them personally, is that this is going to equip people to make a difference. Because I know, and I cannot tell you how many people have said, I just don't feel like I can make a difference.
Right.
I don't feel like my vote counts. I've got so many that have confessed to me. They don't even vote anymore.
Right.
They're tired of it. But the key is in these words, we the people. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to bring it back down to what we can do to make a difference. Because, you know, I'm 57 now, and it's not about me anymore. It's about my children. And, you know, my wife and I are looking forward to our grandchildren.
Right.
And my question is, what are we going to leave for them? Because mm-hmm. it's not the same America that we grew up.
Right. No, you're exactly right. I think that is a constant fear. You know, we've seen the way things have been going here and there, and it's kind of like, wait, now what? And the minute the people who are the ones that put these people in office that are supposed to represent us are no longer representing us, then it comes down to, how do we make that shift? And my husband and I have this conversation all the time, but I'm like, if people would stand up and say no more, it would be a big life changer. And that's what the Breaking the Silence Conference is all about. Church for All Nations, again, that is coming up starting Sunday, July 12th, and running Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday as well. I was interested looking through some of the notes. The focus groups, I love this. This is really interesting to me, and especially for helping those that are also leading other churches and things of that, to get people fired up and ready to go.
Absolutely. And, you know, if people want to, just a reminder, it is a free conference, but you must register. All you can do that in less than a minute. Go to BreakingTheSilenceConference.com.
Easy.
And that's all you need to do. But one of the things, this is a wide array. And now listen, this is going to blow you away, some of the speakers here. My dear friend Kamal Saleem, he's a former terrorist. He grew up a jihadist. He grew up in a large Sunni Muslim family. And from 4 years old, his mother told him he would die killing Christians and Jews. And he's a dear friend. He was part of our church for 18 years, and he'll be speaking. And I said, Kamal, why do they hate us so much? And he helps us understand, because
nice.
He came out of that.
Right.
But then we go all the way down to a dear friend, Vaughn Baker, and he's out of Kansas City. What we just saw happen in Charleston, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Vaughn's a security specialist, and he talks about the biblical basis for making a place of worship safe.
Right.
So those will be strategies and things. My dear friend from Uganda, Bishop Joshua Lawari, where they saw such insanity in their country when Idi Amin, Milton Obote, Joseph Kony, And there's a powerful move of God there now, and it's become safe. It's become prospering again. In fact, I'm going to be honest, Koba, I'm a little envious of what's happening in Uganda that you don't hear about on the news, right? Because there's great things,
right?
And I'm watching my own country, and we have just a host of people that are going to cover a host of topics. So it's not just for pastors. It's for community leaders, for people that want to make a difference in their community, politicians, the millennials, their age group, because this is their country. And I'll tell you what we're finding. They're saying, hey, I don't like what I'm seeing. I don't like what I'm being given as a country. And so we're gonna share with them how to take the country back, how to make a difference, how to really rise up instead of just observe what's going on, be a change agent, you know. And just anybody that loves America, everyone is welcome to come to this. It's free. They just need to sign up.
That sounds fantastic. And especially when you read the numbers on millennials really dropping when it comes to voting, there seems to be this apathy, the whole, we're just getting stuck with it, nothing I can do about it. So what a wonderful way to get a whole generation fired up to take charge of what's important to them. And it sounds like a really interesting and diverse group of speakers. That's exciting to me.
It is so diverse. In fact, this gentleman, William Federer Bill, I'll tell you, most of you, like I didn't, high school, I say when I was in high school, my favorite classes were recess and lunch, you know, so I didn't pay a lot of attention. But when you find out the true history of our nation, it blows people's minds. There's a gentleman, William Federer, he will give a grasp of our nation's history that people have never really gotten to maybe hear. And you talk about the millennials, they catch fire. And I will tell you that if we will ignite them with this information and knowledge, I'll tell you, they'll take it back for us. But I just want to encourage everybody to take the time and come for some of the sessions. We'll start it on Sunday morning, July the 12th, but it goes through Wednesday night, and it's free. They just need to register, though.
Okay, and again, they can register at Breaking the Silence conference.com. And is that also a great place to go if they want to get more information and kind of maybe plan out what days they can hit or who maybe they want to see specifically?
Yes, we haven't released the schedule yet.
Okay.
We'll be doing that shortly, so they'll know exactly who's speaking when. We're going to have some panels.
All of
these people are dear friends. We've got a county commissioner coming, Peggy Littleton. She'll be there. So it's local to national to international.
Nice.
We're going to have panels, and I promise you, it won't be boring. It's going to be powerful. It's going to be exciting.
It sounds like it. So again, folks, Breaking the Silence Conference, and that is breakingthesilenceconference.com, Church for All Nations. And if you're interested on where this country is going, you're interested to hear more, you're interested to learn more, this really, and it's free, you just have to register, event sounds like a wonderful place to start.
Koba, thank you so much.